You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
If you feel like you've been placed in the middle of chaos, I want you to consider that perhaps you have been sent on assignment. Maybe God has sent you to the valley that you might call someone else to the mountaintop. Maybe you have been purposefully placed in the valley of dry bones that you might prophesy life into someone else. Let's begin by going to Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm going to read verses 1 through 10. This is a very famous portion of Scripture. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" "O sovereign Lord," I replied, "you alone know the answer to that." Then he said to me, "Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, 'Dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says: Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Verse 7, "So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bodies. But they still had no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Speak a prophetic message to the winds, son of man. Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again.' So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into their bodies. They all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army." Now, here, God is giving a prophetic picture to the prophet Ezekiel. The context is that the children of Israel have been taken into captivity by the Babylonians as a result of their sin, as a result of their idol worship. They have now come under bondage. They lost their land. They lost their livelihoods. They lost the temple. And they find themselves in this impossible situation. The nation coming back doesn't seem likely. The captivity brings them to a state of depression. The captivity brings them to a state of hopelessness. They worry about their futures. In fact, they know their futures are likely no more. Now, God uses the dry bones as an analogy to explain the spiritual state of the nation of Israel. Think about the fact that these bones were dry. There was no life in them whatsoever. We're not talking about dead bodies that just needed breath. We're talking about all flesh stripped away. We're talking about bones lying in a valley, dried out, lifeless and scattered, absolutely impossible. I love that in verse 3, Ezekiel responds to the Lord saying, "Only you know. Only you know if these dry bones can live. Only you know if life can come back into them. This is just hopeless, and only you can do it." So God tells him to prophesy to this bleak, dark, depressing, hopeless situation. Now, I want to point out to you that this is not a prophetic picture of you and I. We are victorious in Christ, even in the midst of trouble. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." Romans 8, 37 says, "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." Think about the fact that not even death itself can take away our hope. We deal with death. We deal with seemingly hopeless situations much differently than those who do not have Christ deal with them. The scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, we want you to know what will happen to the believers who have died, so you will not grieve like people who have no hope." We don't even grieve the same. Bones cannot represent us. These dry bones in Ezekiel 37 cannot represent you and I because we're alive in Christ. We're not dead. John 10:10 says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22 says, "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." So these dry bones cannot possibly represent you and I. We're victorious. We're alive in Christ. We are more than conquerors. These dry bones represent the bound. They represent those in need of a Savior. The bones represent hopeless people, and you and I are not hopeless. I want you to notice also that Ezekiel was taken to a valley. Now, biblically speaking, valleys represent hardship. Valleys represent dark times. Take a look at Psalm chapter 23, verse 4. "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." Or as the King James Version says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." Now take a look at these biblical valleys and what they represent. Consider the Valley of Elah. This is where David confronted Goliath. This is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 2. This is the Valley of Conflict. Consider also the Valley of Achor. This is where Achan was stoned to death as a consequence for his sin. This is found in Joshua chapter 7, verse 26. This is the Valley of Consequence. Consider the Valley of Siddim. This is where Sodom and Gomorrah were located or near. Scholars debate the exact location, but we definitely know that this valley had slime pits. And this is found in Genesis chapter 14, verses 1 through 3 and verse 10. This is the Valley of Corruption. The Valley of Eshcol. This is where some of the Israelites decided to settle in the land instead of crossing the Jordan River and into the land God promised them. Many of them decided to stay behind. This is found in Numbers chapter 32, verse 9. This is the Valley of Choice. The Valley of Kidron is a cemetery. 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 6. When you think of cemeteries, you think of death. This is the Valley of Crushing. So we have the Valley of Conflict, the Valley of Consequence, the Valley of Corruption, the Valley of Choice, and the Valley of Crushing. Consider that believers face these situations differently. When you and I face conflict, we have the Lord on our side. When you and I face consequences, we have grace. When you and I face corruption, you and I have the strength to stand against temptation. When we come to the Valley of Choice, we have God to guide us. When we come to the Valley of Crushing, we have the Holy Spirit to comfort us. But imagine facing conflict without refuge, consequence without grace, corruption without the power to resist temptation, choice without divine wisdom, or crushing without hope. That's the plight of some. That's the plight of those who don't have Christ. So we see that Ezekiel's taken to a valley, a dark situation, a hopeless situation, and he's taken to dry bones. That's his assignment to these people who are dead, and it's impossible for him to bring them to life. Lord, only you know. There's nothing that Ezekiel can do for them outside of the power of God. So what's my point here? It's quite simple. You are not the dry bones in Ezekiel 37. You are not the dry bones in this prophetic narrative. You are the prophet of God with the word to speak. Maybe you've been taken to a valley. Maybe you've been put in the middle of that corruption. Maybe you've been faced with a decision. Maybe you're going through a crushing. Whatever the valley you are facing, there's an assignment in the valley. There's a job to do in the valley. There's someone who needs the breath of God. There's someone who has a hopeless situation. God has taken you to the valley that you might speak his prophetic word and take someone else to the mountaintop. This is not a message about the power of your words. This is not a message about the power of belief. This is not a message about your hopes and dreams being resurrected by God. This is a message about how God sends you to the valley to raise the dry bones back to life with His word. God will always accomplish His word no matter what you feel. And even when it seems impossible, you must know that His word never returns void. God has placed you in a valley of some sort. So instead of looking around the situation and saying, God, why me? God, why are you doing this to me? God, why am I struggling? Shift your focus and realize that you are a light in the darkness. Realize that you are not the dry bones. You are not the one who is dead. No matter what you face, even in the darkest of valleys, you have victory because you have the love of Christ. You have victory because you have the peace of the Holy Spirit. You have victory because you have joy overflowing that comes from the Spirit within. No matter what valley you're facing, remember that there's someone in that valley with you. God's taken you to that dark place. God's taken you to that difficult circumstance. God's put you among those difficult people, not that you might stand there and say, woe is me, but that you, with perfect faith, might prophesy the word of the living God and rescue someone from that hopeless state. Do you realize that the dry bones represent the drug addicted, the suicidal, the stubborn and hard-hearted, the ones who don't want to hear the gospel? There's nothing in them that wants to hear the gospel. But that prophetic word you speak carries power on it because it's spoken from God. God has taken you to these who need your help. God has taken you to the demon-possessed, the perverted, the skeptical, and the cynical, the lovers of self and the lovers of pleasure. Speak the word and speak it with boldness. Speak it with faith. Speak to the dry bones. God's taken you to the valley on assignment. I want you to say this. I want you to say, the valley is my assignment. God's taken you there. And instead of being distracted by the shaking, instead of being distracted by the hardship, look for the dry bones. Look for the ones who are hopeless. You and I are not hopeless. You and I have the love of God, the power of God. You and I, in any circumstance, are victorious. So instead of looking at yourself and saying, why me? Look around and ask God, what can you do for them? God sent you to the valley to call people to the mountaintop.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.